Okay, I'm Derek Bird, editor of Fly Fusion Magazine, and I have Tom Rosenbauer on the phone today from Orvis, and I tracked him down. He's all the way over in Vermont, and I tracked him down to chat with him about his new book, which is just out in the last couple months, is it not, Tom?
Yeah, I think it came out in October, November, sometime around then.
Okay, yeah, and it's called, the name of Tom's new book is Fly Fishing for Trout, The Next Level. So with this new book, Tom, like I've read through it, it's super impressive, loaded, absolutely loaded with information and knowledge. I learned it all from you, Derek. Well, I was gonna say, I'd love to take credit for the mentorship there, but I know that wouldn't be true. but what was the kernel? Where did the idea first kind of germinate?
Well, I've always got a book project going. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's just kind of part of my life now. And it helps pay for a fishing trip or two a year. I do a podcast weekly, or try to do one weekly, not always weekly. And one of the questions that I'm constantly getting is, okay, I've been to a fishing school, I took a casting class, I went out a couple times, how do I take my fishing to the next level?
That's gotcha. What
I
ask.
How do I improve my game? How do I have more fun on a trout stream? Because, you know, you need a certain level of competence to really enjoy a day on the river if you're interested at all in trying to catch a fish or in fly fishing. And so they want to, you know, there's lots of things they can learn. I mean, you and I know that fly fishing is an endless journey of discovery and learning. But they want to shortcut things a little bit. People don't have as much time as, you know, as you and I did when we were kids. We learned how to fly fish and, you know, we had all the time in the world to poke around and make mistakes. But, you know, people don't have as much vacation time and they have other things going on in their lives. So they want to shortcut it a little bit, enough to, you know, enough so that they can learn on their own, but enough that they're comfortable with being out there in the water and knowing what's going on. So I kind of took that approach as, okay, you know, I've done a bunch of real basic fly fishing books. I tell you the truth, the last thing I want to do is another super basic book.
Right. Yeah.
It's not really much fun.
Right. And in this one,
instruction manual.
And in this book, like I there was a few sections that, you know, that really, really impressed me. And I have to say one that I kept coming back to was one on kind of rise forms and the different ways that trout take flies. And so I was just super impressed with the way that you worked through that and kind of looking through different rise forms. And I have to say, as somebody, like you said, I mean, we're people that have been fishing our entire lives. And it's always neat to be able to go through and read something and pick somebody else's brain, somebody like yourself, and kind of learn, you know, little new tidbits along the way. The photos and some of the learning that you did about rise forms and the way trout may take, you know, may take an emerger a little bit differently, or, you know, a caddis sitting on top of the water. Is that something that you learned on like your home stream, or is that something that you learned from a mentor, or how did you come across that information?
Well, I've learned it lots of places, but a lot of the learning, a lot of the pictures in that book were taken in my backyard. I'm lucky enough to have a little trout stream in my backyard, and later on in the summer, when the water clears and slows, I can set up a blind and you know, spend hours watching the fish and photographing the fish. But, you know, I've always loved spring creeks. I've always loved sight fishing. So, you know, I've spent as much time as I can on spring creeks or on tailwaters like the Missouri, where, you know, where you can see what's going on. I probably my biggest mentor in that respect would be Dr. Bob Bachman, who got his PhD at Penn State in brown trout feeding behavior, basically.
Wow. Yeah.
He was an exec on a nuclear sub. He retired early from the Navy and decided to go back to school and become a doctorate. And that's what he spent 3 years, like 5,000 hours in a blind on Spruce Creek in Pennsylvania, observing and filming trout. This was 16 millimeter film. There was no video in these days. Just watching trout feeding behavior and territorial behavior and what would happen when hatchery fish were introduced into a wild population and actually seeing what the fish would do. And I've always thought that trout behavior is so much more interesting than insect behavior, yet there's hundreds of books on bugs and very few books that include much trout behavior in them.
Right.
In most cases, bugs are easy to watch. You can catch them and stick them in an aquarium. But trout, they're camouflaged and they're.
That's right. So you must be a patient man to be able to sit and watch those. And is that something that that patience, is it something that kind of transfers into your writing too? Are you like, what type of a writer are you? I know that there are some people that sit down and labor over a sentence or a paragraph for quite a while. Are you somebody that just kind of writes effortlessly and then maybe goes back to it and smooths it out? Or like, what kind of a writer are you?
Well, first of all, I'm not a patient man. sitting there watching, I'm not. You can ask anybody that's fish with me. Sitting there watching trout feeding is hardly boring and doesn't require any patience because there's always something interesting going on. So what kind of a writer? I'm a procrastinator in writing. Most of the time I don't enjoy writing. I don't labor too much over my writing. Like let's face it. This isn't fine literature. This is a glorified how-to manual, glorified instruction manual. So I do like my, I do want my language to be clear and concise, and I enjoy rewriting. Actually, I enjoy the process of going back and rewriting, but putting those first words on a page is, it's not fun. It's just something that honestly, I'm good at communicating this information.
Yeah.
And I'm not that good at many things, but it's one thing I'm good at is communicating. In words, so I do it. It's a way to again get a few fishing trips a year and share, and share this fun stuff with other people.
Now, one thing too that really I think sets your book apart is the layout. I mean, there's usually on every page there's multiple images. Sometimes illustrations to go along with what you're talking about. And then there's also videos that are associated with that you can link to as you're reading through the book. Was this something that you had your hand in, kind of this multimedia approach to your book, or was this something that the publisher asked you to do, or what, how did that
come about? Well, the layout and the design are really all the art director and the publisher. I'm not very adept at that kind of visual thing, but I do agonize over each and every photograph and putting the diagrams over the photograph and shooting. And I do shoot and edit all the videos. And that's equally as much work for me as writing the book.
Yeah. And I noticed
because fly fishing is so visual.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. And I noticed that you're not in very many or maybe even any of the pictures in the book. Does that mean that you're the man behind the camera? Is that what's going on there?
Yeah, I shot them all. My wife shot a few.
Yeah.
Actually, in my next book, there's a lot of pictures my wife shot. I'm the guy behind the camera usually. I don't want pictures of myself anyways.
All right. Well, there was something that you'd mentioned just before, and I want to leave our audience with this, because you're actually one of my favorite people to track down. whenever I'm at like a fly fishing trade show or anything like that, Tom, you're one of my favorite people to track down, not just because you're a super interesting guy to talk to, but because every time I leave your booth, you always send me away with chocolate. And I know that, and I know that that's another one of your hidden talents and passions is your ability to make chocolate. So do you want to just?
It's my winter passion.
It's your winter passion.
Time flies. Yeah.
So how did you get into chocolate making? Was that something you stumbled upon or fell into?
I sort of stumbled upon it. My son has a severe peanut allergy, and of course every kid loves chocolate, and sort of most adults, and we couldn't really have much chocolate. We don't have any nut products in the house whatsoever, just because of cross contamination. And you know, we had trouble finding decent chocolate bars and things with chocolate in them, you know.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, maybe I can make chocolate. And I kind of hacked away at mixing liquids and cocoa butter and cocoa powder and all that stuff. And it wasn't very good. And then I found this website called Chocolate Alchemy in Oregon where a guy named John Nancy had figured out how to make real chocolate, real shiny, fine flavor, artisan quality chocolate at home. And, you know, it required some a few machines to buy to put in the kitchen. And my wife kind of urged me to do it. It was kind of expensive, but I did it. And now I'm just fascinated by it. I'm fascinated by all the different beans from around the world because I roast my own beans and grind them and temper the chocolate. And you know, it's just like making beer or wine or bread, any of those things.
Well,
it's so much fun to be able to produce this thing and then give it away to friends and have them, you know, really smile as I see you do.
Yes, that's right. And how about this? The next time, when we finally get to fish together, because I fully plan on doing that with you at some point, whether it's me coming down to Vermont,
I want to do that,
or having you up here. Either way, I'll bring the sandwiches and you bring the chocolate, and we'll go and catch a bunch of trout together.
Oh, I always have chocolate. I'm always packing chocolate.
Great. Well. Thanks for joining me today. And again, we were talking about Fly Fishing for Trout, The Next Level, Tom's newest book, or Tom Rosenbauer's newest book. And so for any of you that haven't had a chance to get out and purchase this book, if you want to take your fly fishing to another level, make sure you go out and check this book out because it is packed full of information. So thanks again, Tom. Thanks for joining me today. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Derek. It's always a pleasure talking to you.